Joseph.
Ubaquen.
What ho, brave navigator of this continent of wild endeavor we like to call podcast land. I am Leon, and I'm joined in the Ubaquen studios today by my fellow show hosts, Drew.
Good evening, or morning, or night.
Marie.
Hiya.
And Jim.
Hey there, podcast land.
If you've clicked on this episode, you'll know it's an intro slash trailer. So here is a quick insight into our humble podcast, what it's all about, and why you should spend every spare moment of your life listening to it.
We've taken it upon ourselves to review all of Doctor Who there is.
Well, all of TV and movie Doctor Who anyway.
And some of the audiobooks.
And comic books.
And conventions.
So pretty much all of Doctor Who there is.
We're going through all of the 2005 relaunch New Who, episode by episode. That's mostly Drew, Leon, and yours truly.
At the time of recording this intro, we've just arrived at Peter Capaldi, so as you can imagine, things are rather exciting. But who knows, perhaps you're listening to this in the future and we've already reviewed it all.
Shall I tell you how it ends?
And parallel to that, we're going through all of Classic Who, from 1963 onward. I'm doing those with Leon.
We're mid-Tom Baker at the moment, so this may be the happiest I've ever been.
Disclaimer number one. We don't profess to be experts by any stretch, even after doing hundreds of these episodes, but we think you'll enjoy discovering Doctor Who alongside us.
Disclaimer number two, we've been around for over 6 years now and are aware that we didn't get proper mics and mixers until about our review of God in the Fireplace, so that might be a good place to start.
Not convinced yet? You guys are demanding customers. We respect that.
Enjoy this clip show of our past exploits.
And if you like what you hear, subscribe to the show and get involved.
We love reading our listeners' reviews on the podcast.
And you'll not want to miss all the goodness at whobackwhen.com either.
We've got a visual index there of every Doctor, Companion, Ally, Nemesis, Robot, Alien and Spectre.
And there's a blog, of course, which some of you, dearest podcast land, have contributed to yourselves. You can read all sorts of stuff there, from episode rankings to fan audio adventure reviews.
There really are no excuses. And we've definitely stroked our own egos enough now.
Okie dokie. Cha-chow for now.
On with the clip show.
Here we go.
It's called The Rings of Akatan.
Am I the only one who thinks that the singing should have been cut out of this episode entirely?
You are not the only one.
Good.
No.
This is a reverse Highlander situation.
The bit that annoyed me most about the singing... No, two things.
Hang on, wait 2 minutes.
The Spanish Inquisition.
They're coming.
Take a second, you may think of 10.
Okay, so, for example, Clara gave her ring to the dog person.
That's bullshit,
that had a lot of meaning for Clara, so it was a very high value. Now the dog person has it, it has zero meaning for the dog person, so it has no resale value.
That's such a good point.
Oh my god.
You just ruined economy.
No, you have not, because this is psychometry. The objects are psychically imprinted with their history.
So yeah, they always have the same value.
What do you mean? It's cumulative.
But most things are important to someone.
The way to be wealthy, like Marie just hinted, you just grab a load of rocks and just pass them through your family. And then the generation 50 years in the future.
This is great-grandma's rock.
Yeah, exactly.
She sat on it once when her ass was too hot and it cooled her right down.
I do kind of like the idea, and I think we've just actually ripped it apart. Enough there.
Sorry.
But I realise it's now terrible. But I kind of like the idea. But I feel like Clara paid an extortionate amount for that.
Yeah, and she's next to the doctor. Doesn't the doctor... The doctor has like bottomless Mary Poppins pockets.
Dig for some pocket lint
from the doctor's pocket.
I guess you give him his coat or his bow tie.
Yeah. He could
take
spit...
Take off your fucking bow tie,
no,
doctor.
Have the doctor spit in the dog's face because his spit has seen a lot.
Jesus.
Yeah, because according to River Song, whole civilizations would wipe out entire planets just for a molecule of Time Lord DNA.
That's true. Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Give her a sock.
Have the doctor urinate on the scooter.
I mean, what do you do when you get caught short?
She's a dog. She will be impressed by this.
No, actually,
she's just going to sniff it. She's going to be like, fair play.
Exactly. She's a dog. She'll just go, oh, shit, you own that now.
So there is a star in the middle which happens to be alive, sentient, and incredibly malicious. And then there is an alarm clock being who's asleep inside a box.
Yes.
But every now and again, you have to feed him a child as the snooze button.
Okay, so can I just point something out? Kill the alarm clock. Just kill him. He is asleep in a box. Just kill him in his sleep. it doesn't even have to hurt.
I'm sure that when you
sneak
do
sneak up behind him and just like gently push a needle into his ear. Like,
fuck, you've thought about this.
It's called the Sontaran experiment. I didn't really buy the whole we lost the Nerva space station. It's like, no, you just didn't go back and look for it.
Exactly. It was there for thousands of years, you lazy sons of bitches. Yeah.
It's like living in a one-bedroom flat and losing a bear. It's like, no, you just never went into the bathroom, like where the bear was. This entire thing is shot on location.
Yeah, that's true. There's zero
it's
indoor
weird.
Stuff. It's zero TARDIS, nothing. Like, guys, anyone fancy a weekend in Dartmoor? Yeah. That sounds like a spiffing idea. We can't make a 6-episode excuse, but we could definitely make a 2-episode
excuse. Exactly.
Barry, you bring the coke.
It's called Robot of Sherwood. I remembered it being bad, and I was not disappointed.
Because you wanted it to be bad?
Or? A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, Marie is all about the coherence of her memories rather than the objective quality of something
of
we may be reviewing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I'd rather millions of people suffered, but my brain works properly.
I mean, to be fair.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, that's fair enough.
As long as suffering is like suffering through a mediocre hour of television and not, you know...
Yeah. Other people
brain.
Having
yeah.
wonky brains.
Yeah, yeah.
No, fine.
Exactly.
I can't criticize the center of the self for being self-centered.
Okay. I can't shoot this arrow. I've got a broken arm. I can't shoot this arrow.
I can't aim.
I can't shoot this arrow.
I'm a woman.
I only know taekwondo. Like,
yep, I've only got room for one skill in my head at any one time. I used to be a computer hacker, then I learned taekwondo and I couldn't do that anymore.
I know. Let's all do it. Let's put all our three... limbs together.
Let's put all our legs in one basket.
It's called Robots of Death.
See, I was starting to think, maybe, so if you add two people, then it gets weird if they don't get along.
Oh, right. So then you need a third person.
So you need a third person.
But then two of them are going to partner up, and then the third person is going to feel lonely. So you need a fourth person so you can double date. But then what if they don't really mesh? So you need a fifth person just to hedge your bets. But then one person's going to be lonely, so you need a sixth person. So you bring a seventh person, because occasionally you want to be by yourself.
So... See, I was going to stop you at 4 and just say, and then you can have a shift pattern. So 4 is a good number, and then you have 2 4s.
And then you need an 8th person because that makes a human centipede. Speaking of human centipede...
Not segue from that.
It's called The Angels Take Manhattan.
That we are talking about the net gains to be made from this plan.
Yeah.
Who is keeping them alive for 30 or 40 years?
Yeah,
where is
who feeds them?
Yeah, where is the minibar? Where are the staff?
Yeah.
I guess every now and then an angel just comes in, housekeeping! Click, 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 click. Changes their sheets, puts a mint on the pillow.
Sends them back another 10 years.
Maybe they hire maids and they keep sending them back and they don't realise. It would have been good to see maids.
Oh, you know what? Now I don't like this plan anymore. This
doesn't make any sense.
On the surface, it seems so clever.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not clever at all.
Yeah. Superficially, it works.
There's a lot more goes into running a hotel than just filling rooms with old people.
It's called Horror of Fang Rock.
So we get Lord Henry Palmerdale.
Yes.
Alcoholic, brandy-fueled... insider trading
douche nozzle.
Yeah, douche nozzle is right. He's a total ass clown.
Colonel Skinsale.
Skinsale. Is that his name?
I believe so.
Skinsale.
Maybe I haven't said it right.
I love it. He's Skinsale regardless. Come down to the colonel's. We got a Skinsale. We got every skin you need. Foreskin.
Oh, foreskin.
Can't think of any other.
3 skins.
It's called Flesh and Stone.
What exactly was she expecting when she goes, "Hold that thought," and then goes away from him,
lays down on the bed and just spreads her legs.
Oh, God.
She doesn't quite spread her legs. They are...
She's
parallel.
Fine, but she gets on the bed. She's like, gets on the bed. What was the thing that she said? Oh, it's been all about you.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It's like, oh, hold that thought. I'm going to go away from you now. It's all about me. Indulge me, doctor.
Yeah, it's really important that I sort you out. It's like... That's what I've been trying to tell you, with my open legs and my rabid fanny.
Poor Rory.
Oh, no.
I feel really bad for Rory.
I feel really bad. And it's not even like, I don't love her anymore, I'm not getting married. It's just, I want a boner Time Lord before my wedding
exactly.
day.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's awful.
One last fling.
Yeah. Ugh, Amy.
Yeah. No. Shame on
Shame
her.
On you.
Shame.
Yeah.
Shame,
yes.
Amy. Shame.
Shame.
Shamey.
Ooh, I've got a martini.
It is weird that Amy takes him back to her bedroom at that exact time.
Yeah.
And it's like, see that wedding dress? Does it not turn you on a bit? That it's going to be the closest thing to adultery.
Yeah.
If we do it now. The nearest thing without being technically.
No, it's awful.
It is weird. Yeah.
Also, let's go back to the place where you first met me when I was a child.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
You got... I'm going to assume tons of master bedrooms in the TARDIS. Go to any one of those.
Exactly.
There's probably a sex dungeon in the TARDIS. There are so many places.
Yeah.
Doctor, you've always been telling me about the dildo room. Show me the dildo room.
It's called the Beast Below.
Exactly. I have an issue with you press the button and immediately everything, like the trigger is pressed and the whole thing is kaput. Do you not think there would be some kind of state like, oh no, Queenie tripped and like accidentally pushed the button?
Why is there a huge button? Dead. Huge button. There's not even a lid over it.
No, I know. No safety feature. Yeah. Also, it doesn't look technologically advanced enough to know if it's Queenie's hand or not. Like Amy grabs her, but.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a game
a
show button.
It's a massive
it's a
button.
Buzzer.
Button. Yeah. Anybody could trip and fall and press that button.
Either the kid's traumatized or maybe they are actually wiping their memories. Because wouldn't the kids want to go back upstairs to their, you know, quote, real world as
their
well?
Their parents, I guess.
Yeah, so maybe they're wiping their memories as well.
Maybe they wipe the parents' memories so you don't know you've ever had a kid.
Well, wouldn't you have to wipe everyone's memories? Like, hey, Lisa, did you used to have a daughter? No, what are you talking about? Wait.
I've never given birth.
Pretty sure you had a daughter. Did someone dog-sit your flat? Do you have different family photos in your house now?
Is there, like, grey shadows in all the corners?
Yeah, exactly, like just like the dusty outlines. We get to see the classroom, well, the sort of dispensing of, not grades even, actually just like, have a nice day, you're about to be killed.
Yeah, he got a zero. There's like, we don't know what the scale is. Everybody else got like 92. Timmy gets a zero. What?
Timmy, just to hammer home. Like, hammer home what a disappointment to every living, breathing human being you are. Zero.
Yeah. You know, there was a mark for writing Timmy at the top of the paper in the box where it says name, and you fucking failed that as well.
That's not a pen, that's a carrot. It's called The Face of Evil.
Then it got retitled to The Tower of Imolo. This is already hinting at like how different it must have been, how the name has changed and whatever.
What tower? What tower? Yeah.
And then, for quite a long time, I think, it was called The Day God Went Mad. The interesting note they have on Wikipedia as well is that Hinchcliffe didn't dislike it because of the religious connotations, is that it wasn't in keeping with the other titles. It wasn't a the something of something, I'm sorry. If you could put an of in there, it'll be fine.
This is what I'm saying, like, we're gradually, you know, hey, if you stick around long enough, you get a whole person. We've had the mind of evil, we've had the hand of fear.
Yeah.
We're now getting the face of evil. Actually, I went to the TARDIS Wikia list of all episodes and just controlled or command F'd stuff like eye and nose and mouth just to see, like, how long are we going to have to wait?
Is there a nose of something?
No, but wouldn't that be great? It's called Image of the Fendal.
The science, in quotes, is usual Doctor Who science.
Those were the biggest air quotes. The science.
Like, this is a low sci-fi. We know that. We love it because of that. Like, it's not...
Sure, yeah.
It's not really trying to explain it with science, is it? It's just throwing a little bit of Yeah, Alien did it. Space stuff did it.
Because space.
Yeah. Yeah. Because space, man. I'm sure you understand the space. That's not an offensive accent, if anyone's picking up on that.
It's a space accent. It was a space.
It's just Drew. It's my version of Drew. You got that.
I'm keeping it.
It's called the Deadly Assassin.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to take down all of Gallifrey. And you can do nothing to stop it. Shoot him. Problem solved. He will have had that moment to gloat. In fact, at that point, he can take out his little skeleton dick and do a little propeller. And then he...
Funny enough, that didn't make it in the cut.
Then he blasts Doc in the face with the gun.
With the gun.
Then he goes and Indiana Joneses himself. Right? That makes way more sense.
Yeah.
It's called the Time of Angels. You two should isolate yourselves and go off into the darkest part of the maze and expose yourselves to extreme peril, and I'm sure that will work out for everyone. It's like the ultimate cannon fodder scene.
Oh, very much so. Oh, and by the way, Bob, here, wear this red shirt while you're at it.
Exactly! Yeah. The only way it could have been more cannon foddery would have been if one of them had said, I can't believe this, my two brothers, they've already died doing this, but I've prayed, so I'm going to be all right in this one. Yeah, it's going to be different. Yeah.
This is my last mission before I retire. Here's a picture of my wife.
Angelina.
She just had our first child. Oh, can you believe it, guys? I'm a dad.
Yes.
Little Angelillo. I can't wait to see him again. Give it some other special distinction or significance that isn't based on its size. That's all you need to do.
Oh, I know. Story of my life. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. As in the curator, he uses what he's got really well. Also, it's on an asteroid. How do you get the biggest museum ever on an asteroid?
Wait, it's on an asteroid?
That's what he said, the Delirium Archive. On an asteroid.
Oh.
None of this checks out.
It's definitely not the biggest museum.
No.
It's 100% not the biggest museum. We went to the Space Museum with William Hartnell's first Doctor.
Really?
Yeah. Space Museum was awesome.
The Space Museum.
The Space Museum. It was in a serial called Guess What?
The Museum in Space.
No, the Space Museum.
I can't believe I overthought that. Oh, that's amazing.
And that museum was like 10 times bigger than this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was clearly a more impressive collection.
Here we go!
We've got the Doc and Sarah Jane being on top form. Back to what we want them to be.
We do have in Mr. Chase a Bond villain who is better than most Bond villains.
I sort of remembered it from way back when as being a really standout episode, and it has not disappointed.
I know it's not an epochal era defining episode.
Sure.
But I just think it's a really good one.
Kablamo! Did you enjoy the show? Then please do what the cosmos compels you to and spread the gospel of who back when. Tell your friends!
But I've got no friends!
No problemo, tell some strangers!
Hey! Like us on Facebook, that's facebook.com/whobackwhen, all in one word.
Are you into Twitter? Awesome! High five us online and we'll high five you right back. You guessed it, we're at whobackwhen, all in one word.
Check us out on Instagram for behind the scenes photos and other Whovian goodness. Watch our videos or even listen to our podcast on YouTube, that's whobackwhen.com/YouTube.
Vote us up on Reddit, listen to us on Stitcher and head on over to our website, whobackwhen.com, where you can submit a review of your own, browse the article archives and peruse our visual index of aliens, monsters and more, which increases in kablamos with every episode.
And lastly, give us a rating and review on iTunes. It helps our show get noticed and earns you lots of karma points.
That's it. Rock on and be rad and excellent to each other.
Catch your earballs in our next Who review or bonus episode.
Until then,
cha-chow!
Who back when? Bing bong, future Leon here. I hope you liked that little intro and clip show. Did you know, however, that a different introductory episode for Who Back When was recorded some 6.5 years prior to the one that you just heard? Yeah, that's right. Pretty groovy, eh? That original intro ep featured my then-co-host and co-founder of Who Back When, Flapjack, and myself. The show has since regenerated a couple of times, though. It follows a slightly different format now. We have better mics and mixers. Well, we have mics and mixers now. And we're a different cast and crew than we were back then. But for all you completionists out there, and in reverence of our own podcasting history, here is that original introductory episode now. Cha-chow! And... bing bong.
Hello and welcome to episode 000 of Who Back When, the Doctor Who podcast. I am Ponkin.
And I'm Jack.
But I will be referring to him as Flapjack throughout this series.
Wrongly, quite wrongly.
We're doing this origin story episode to just kind of introduce ourselves and tell you a little bit about what we're trying to do here.
Essentially, Leon and I have decided to devote the next 5 years to watching every single episode of Doctor Who ever made. And we therein will be discussing, analysing, and just generally laughing.
Reviewing. Yeah, and rating every single episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be mega. And this is going to take quite a big portion out of our lives. So we just wanted to introduce ourselves.
Yeah, we should actually make one distinction here. For anyone who's a fan of the rebooted Doctor Who series, we will also be covering those episodes. But we're talking about everything that is Doctor Who. We're starting with the 1963 William Hartnell episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we will get to the 2005 reboot, but it might not be for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we'll be making forward-looking references occasionally, but essentially, yeah. If you've only been watching since 2005 and are not interested in before that, go away.
Yeah, and I am sure there will be, like, certain bonus episodes where, let's say, for instance, we're now in June 2013. Very soon there'll be a new Doctor. We'll probably do a bonus episode about the new Doctor.
Mm. Oh, right? Yeah, we will.
Yeah. So, but in essence, we will be detailing the chronology of Who here.
Yeah, absolutely. What else is there to say?
Well, this is In a previous take of you mentioned that this is sort of a derivative of Ponkin and Friends. There's another podcast. This is kind of a sister podcast to that. It's called Ponkin and Friends. I am Ponkin, as I said. And Flapjack, a.k.a. Jack Hammer, a.k.a. Jack.
I am like a random friend, but but I have been specially selected for the task of...
Of Doctor Who.
The complete Doctor Who.
Well, we've done quite a few episodes of Ponkin and Friends before as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And we enjoy the format of a podcast, and we both enjoy Who, so what better thing than to actually create a separate podcast that is devoted solely to Doctor Who?
Absolutely, and yeah. I feel like within this, I've been upgraded to co-anchor. Whereas before...
You were a guest co-host before.
Anyway, so a little bit about ourselves. I suggested earlier in the week that we should give this little introduction to ourselves because we don't want to offend anyone. Neither of us are the biggest Doctor Who experts in the world.
No, not at all.
We're just really very interested.
Yeah, the thing is, we're gonna be experts. When we're
done
with
this. By the end. But right now, sitting here speaking to you, we are not the biggest Doctor Who anorexics in the world. We will become that. And sort of the task of this whole series is for us to become that.
Yeah, literally.
But so please bear in mind, certain things I might say in particular might sound ridiculous to an avid Doctor Who fan.
Same here. Same
but I would like to think that, you know, we're able to look at the old Doctor Who's with fresh eyes, not having grown up with them.
Speak for yourself, I grew up on Doctor Who.
Well, just to let you know, I'm 26 years old, so obviously... When William Hartnell was around, like, I was a dot in my in my daddy's scrotum. So
that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's okay. quite poetic, don't you think? So, yeah, and I grew up watching some Doctor Whos. And so
Which Doctor did you grow up watching?
Well, I saw a few of them. So I saw some Peter Davidsons. I saw quite...
Davison.
See, there's a mistake already. I also watched quite a few Tom Bakers. So, you know, the major of the Bakers. The rest didn't really get shown. It was as if when I was growing up, Sylvester McCoy and Colin Baker didn't exist. And I'm looking forward to seeing their episodes because they get universally slated.
I have to confess something. I know this applies to you as well. I have never seen a Troughton or...
I've seen a Troughton.
I've never seen a Troughton episode. I've never seen a Colin Baker episode. I've never seen a Sylvester McCoy episode, so I'm really... Right. And I've only seen the first three Hartnells.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm seriously looking forward to this. I did grow up on Doctor Who, but when I was a kid, you said how old you were. Fine. I will be turning 30 in a couple of weeks. When I was a kid, they were showing the Tom Baker years, and I'm pretty sure I've seen all of them.
Okay.
I remember I saw a couple of episodes of Pertwee, the Orthorn episode.
I've seen some Pertwee.
Terror of the Orthorns, I think the episode is. But I remember at the time thinking, wait, hang on, is this the same character? Like, I was too young to process the fact that one character could be played by two guys.
Well, and we can talk about it in future, but yes, it is quite difficult looking back to older Doctors, even imagining them as the same character,
yeah,
because they're so different.
Absolutely. But since 2005, we have both seen everything.
Yeah, absolutely everything. Yeah. But I guess it's because we loved it so much from 2005. You know, I did, certainly. I became so interested in it that I now want to see everything ever made.
Same here.
And, you know, having
completists, we're going to do this.
Having watched the first few Hartnell episodes, I now feel like I really want to continue along this odyssey. Mm. And that's, after all, what this podcast is. It's an odyssey into Doctor Who.
Yeah, in fact, that was one of the working titles of it.
Yeah. We couldn't get a good-sounding URL out of that.
But yeah, but we have a fantastic URL and a fantastic website now, which you should check out. It's whobackwhen.com.
And you may even be watching through the website, which would make this whole thing completely redundant, right?
Well, they can still listen to this on the website.
Yeah, they could, but you quoting what the URL is for the website they are currently watching.
Guys,
it's a bit dumb.
Yeah,
people are going to think we're dumb.
No, you're very clever. Anyway.
Well, of course, they will think we're dumb after they've listened to maybe 10 minutes of any episode we make.
Which is probably how far we're into this episode now. Anyway, yes, go to whobackwhen.com, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and all that.
Yeah, do that.
Shit. But if you go to the website and you find that it is not entirely populated with content, it is because it is being populated with aliens and doctors and episode reviews and everything as we go along.
Yeah, and we will get there. And hopefully by the end of having watched everything, we'll have one of the most complete databases of Doctor Who information.
Ever. Possibly.
Yeah.
well, we'll see.
We'll see about that. We might give up in like 2 years' time and be like, Jesus Christ.
We get to Sylvester McCoy and just go, no.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, we're done.
I just can't take it anymore.
We're skipping ahead.
I hate this guy.
All right, so I think that's pretty much it for the origin story.
Yeah, I think we kind of covered everything we were hoping to cover.
Brilliant.
We did it in a more long-winded way than we were hoping, but hey.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the way it's going to be.
Okie dokie.
Yeah.
All right, well, I think we're going to cut this episode off here, and then, in fact, spoiler alert, we're going to be recording the first three episodes back-to-back, so that's going to be awesome.
It's going to be sweet.
Thank you for listening to us, thank you for hopefully subscribing to this podcast, and I sincerely hope that you enjoy the rest of it.
Cha-chao.
Cha-chao.